Sputnik. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can dial in toll-free. We're here, even though it is Veterans Day. A lot of people take the day off. Not us. We're here to take your calls about anything. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. You can, of course, get on the air and bring up anything you would like, though we are in the middle of a fairly lengthy piece by a military veteran who is basically saying, please don't thank me for my service.
That's the claim. And going on here from truth-out.org, an article written by Carmelo MacBica, just going on here from where we had left off. All who are touched by war are tainted and require readjustment, perhaps even rehabilitation. But in order to truly come home from war, to make the perilous journey of healing, one must face the reality of one's own war experience head on, as no healing is possible from fantasy, myth, rationalization, or distortion of truth.
Hmm.
Now, this is a combat veteran talking here. So, in the future, if you really insist on thanking me for something, do not thank me for the 8 years I spent as a Marine, but for the 45 or so years following my discharge from the military that I've spent as an activist fighting for human rights and social justice at the end of the insanity of war. Now, I think this term in social justice means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And this is one vet's experience. Frankly, however, I would prefer that you just say hello or fine day or other such nicety. You see me, you see my activism all these years warrants no praise or merit, as it is not something I choose to do. Rather, I do it because I must, perhaps as penance for my culpability for the sacrilege of war, and if you truly want to demonstrate your good character, patriotism, and support for the troops and veterans, rather than merely mouth meaningless expressions of gratitude for something you don't truly understand or care much about, do something meaningful and real. Do what is truly in the interest of this nation and of those victimized by war. Now, he says, make some demands. Before I go on, though, I want to comment on the people that I see out at the Saturday vigil here in Keene. We have one of the longest-running peace vigils in the country here in Keene. And it's not put together by a bunch of patchouli-smelling hippies, okay? It's put together by veterans. Because they've got the dedication to this cause. They've seen the stuff. Their minds have been their minds have been chemically, physically altered by the things that they've seen in life, and they're driven for it. It was put together early on by a friend that I go and visit once a week in the nursing home when he's well. He's a World War II vet. So, you know, you can say what you want. These people feel the pain from all these wars. It's not the bad wars that cause damage. It's all war. War's horrifying. And even World War II vets, they don't necessarily believe that all of them, that what they fought for was worth it. They don't. And I see these guys out there. These are the ones that are truly dedicated to being out there and bringing the anti-war message on. So going on, Carmelo says, make some demands. And I'm going to read the article in its entirety here. I don't necessarily agree with the demands that Carmelo says, but I took what Carmelo had to say in the first part of the article, so I'm going to give the last part of the article.
Okay.
Demand, for example, an immediate end to the corporate takeover of our democracy and to the undue influence of the military-industrial congressional complex. Demand sanity and Pentagon spending and a reallocation of finite resources to people-focused programs such as healthcare, education, and jobs, rather than to killing and destruction. Demand an immediate end to wars for corporate profit, greed, power, and hegemony. Demand that we adhere to the Constitution and to international law. Demand accountability. By the way, Constitution says that the military needs to be re-upped, the Army needs to be re-upped every 2 years. And the reason they do that is because the founders really didn't trust a standing army. Many of them didn't want to see a standing army. They didn't think it was a good idea. But the fact that Congress just goes through and re-ups it every 2 years probably isn't really abiding by the
spirit. It's abiding by the letter of what they must do. And it's one of the few things
that they even bother
where they actually follow what the Constitution says they're supposed to
right.
do.
Just more indication of sort of a document that was a compromise and maybe at its base flawed. And two, international law. Demand accountability for those who make war easily and care more for wealth, profit, and power than for national interest or the welfare of their fellow human beings. And finally, demand the troops be brought home now, and that we be adequately treated and cared for when they return. So should we meet on the street one day, do say hello or fine day. And as you talk to me about your efforts to make this country and this world a better and more peaceful place in which we live, I'd be happy to thank you for your service.
You know, I saw something to one of those last points. I saw something online. I don't know if it was from like the late 1800s, but there was a news piece back then about how the troops were getting screwed over.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S. government has been screwing over the troops for longer than any of us have been alive.
Remember the Bonus Army? Well, not remember, because you weren't alive then. But the Bonus Army, where the World War I veterans were promised certain things.
Benefits, yep.
And they wanted those benefits a little earlier.
Yeah.
So they went and marched on D.C., and the military was sent out to kill some of these people for marching for the benefits that they were supposed to receive.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's they really
shot
the
them
truth.
To death.
What's
right?
that?
They shot them to death. It was like a massacre.
Well, there was people that were bayoneted and tents were set fire.
Wow.
These people were camping out there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a march, but I mean, they were practically living there. They were living there. That's
it was the original Occupy, essentially.
Yeah. And it's really sad to see that oftentimes the politicians that will you know squawk the loudest about defense seem to be the least interested in whatever damage it's done to these to the veterans, and it's really sad. I can't say that I'm thrilled with all the benefits that veterans get, but mostly because I just think that we wouldn't have to spend this kind of money if we didn't send these people out.
Mm.
What did Vietnam do to make the United States a better place? What did Afghanistan do to make it better here? What did Iraq do to make it better here? I mean, in Iraq, it's an admonition at this point that it was completely a mistake. Everybody knows. But so?
And I think you mean admission.
What'd I say?
Admonition.
Okay, fine, admission. And it's sad. And I just, it's really frustrating. These wars aren't paid for by you and me. They're paid for. The fact is that the United States has been carrying debt since its very inception. The lowest it was during Andrew Jackson's tenure, which was in the early 1800s. We are still paying for the Civil War.
Hmm.
We're paying interest on the principal. The remainder of the principal to the Civil War debt. It's ridiculous. I didn't choose a side in the Civil War, and I don't want anything to do with it, and I don't think my son should be responsible for your stinking decisions for a war. If you want a war, pay for it. At the very least, fundamentally, it is immoral to perpetrate a war and then expect somebody else to pay for it. Somebody who's not yet born, who never gets to make a decision.
Sure. I mean, the war itself is usually immoral, first and foremost, and then you're adding on even more immorality by forcing people against their will to fund something that they might consider to be wrong. Now, Daryl, I know you said you had a letter from a cousin of yours that
yes.
you wanted to share that you thought was related here.
Gus Hasford, who wrote a couple of books about his experience in Vietnam and co-wrote the screenplay for the movie Full Metal Jacket, wrote an editorial in 1987, partly about his experience in Vietnam.
And he's your cousin?
Second cousin.
Oh, cool.
Yes. I never got to meet him before he died. But it starts off...
This is about this is about his experience in Vietnam.
Yes.
Hang off. We're going to get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then if we get a chance, we'll tell you about what happened in Moscow's Red Square yesterday with a conceptual artist self-mutilating in protest. We'll give you more details here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners who are in the chat room. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. So go and see it for yourself. Get interactive there at cam.com. cam.freetalklive.com. As with the rest of the features on the site, we give it away to you for free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Those that are watching the Bitcoin price are been having a wild ride over the last few days. It's been way up, down a bit, back up. Crazy stuff.
Mostly up, though.
Mostly, yeah, well, it's certainly up from where it was, no doubt about it. At an all-time high this week.
That's right.
I think it's fair to say. If you want to get some Bitcoins, now's the time. Blockchain.info. You can go get a free account and the best online wallet available today at blockchain.info. They're always adding new tools there. You can anonymize your Bitcoin usage there at blockchain.info. You can use it through your Android, your iPhone, your laptop, your desktop. You can use that same account all over. Just actually open an account for a friend so that they could get some Bitcoin. They were interested in doing it, and I just opened an account for them at blockchain.info. Go get your free wallet today.
You know, I was reading this post on the Free State Bitcoin Consortium somebody made. There was a link to a site called ZeroHedge.com, and on that site they have something from, I guess, I don't know if it's like an investment firm or something, GMI, the Global Macro Investor. And this guy from Spain is writing this article about why he thinks Bitcoin is going to be the next big thing. And, of course, he's done his research. He's got all kinds of interesting charts in here about the popularity of Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin, comparing that to, you know, a variety of different things. And, you know, to summarize what is basically a 10 or 12 or 15-page report, this guy says he thinks Bitcoin could end up being $1 million per Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I'm a possible millionaire.
I think that that's all very interesting, and it's not that I disagree with what's being said there. I think it's the wrong reason to be interested in Bitcoin, although I can see why it attracts people. I think the right reason is that Bitcoin is a great way to empower the individual. It gives you complete control over your own money. It allows you to send and receive money at virtually no cost around the world without having to ask any governments or any banking organizations. It brings power to the people in a way that no technology has yet. It's the greatest invention, in my opinion, since the internet. And that's the reason I like it. If Bitcoin was $1 million today, I would still recommend that people get into Bitcoin because it's great.
And you won't have to recommend it at that point.
If it's great, then it's going to continue to go up in value.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's going to be worth a million.
It's either going to go to nothing or it's going to go crazy, most likely. It's like one of those two things. Bitcoin's going to fail or it's going to be spectacularly successful. I like that viewpoint.
It's going to be one of those two, right?
Seems like it.
And even if it doesn't go all the way to the world reserve currency, which is what he's apparently claiming here, is that it will be the world's reserve currency like the U.S. dollar is today. What if it's just the currency of the internet? I mean, many, many large companies are taking Bitcoin. Many of the top 20 sites on the internet are looking at and taking Bitcoin. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it may very well just become sort of the method for doing business online. That's big.
All right, so changing gears back into the letter that Daryl was going to share with us. Second cousin of yours wrote this about his experience in Vietnam. So
the title is Vietnam Means Never Having to Say You're Sorry. And I'm only reading three of the paragraphs because I think that it's the most fitting. It says, do Vietnam veterans feel guilty? Only one individual in 10 ever fired a shot in anger. Even Marines in the field rarely knew if they hit anything.
Yeah.
Rambo had 59 confirmed kills first tour and scores another 90 during the film for a total of 149, not counting blood trails, civilians, and water buffalo. My own score was perhaps more typical. In Vietnam, I fired more rounds than the Stonewall Brigade fired at the Battle of Gettysburg. I was highly motivated, but my body count was a standing joke. I killed as many of them as they did of me. Looking back with flawless hindsight, I hope I hit nothing but trees, and I hope the trees lived. If I did kill a human being in Vietnam, it was a tragic accident or self-defense. I regret it, but I do not apologize. In Vietnam, we sometimes lacked grace under pressure, but we stuck it out just the same. We died for Nixon's pride. we were an Orwellian army, it's true, but then in Vietnam, nice guys did not finish as all. I'm guessing that means at all. It was Victor Charlie's land, and we were on it, and he made us get off. Not since my great-grandpappy was in the Georgia militia have American soldiers been defeated. So the VFW pretends that we're not veterans. And we try to pretend that Vietnam was exceptionally was an exceptionally noisy frat party in the hooch with warm beer and not a cross between a gangbang and a Chinese opera. Vietnam means never having to say you're sorry. We don't like to see ourselves as the last of the Keystone Cops, but there is no discharge from that war. We weren't Rambo betrayed by CIA spooks. It was a fair fight, and we lost. There's some cold S, man, but there it is. Now, Pogue historians want to embalm us and put us on exhibit, more gargoyles for the museum, while Rambo fans in the White House, who think that they are Wyatt Earp, and that Russians is Ike Clanton, yearn to provoke another Vietnam. Somewhere, anywhere. Same song, second verse. It's amazing how brave some people are willing to be with other people's sons. It's time to stop sipping our beer and get wired and hit back at all these silly people who presume to define us, our actions, and our motives.
I want to comment on this this idea that we are being cavalier with our sons.
Other people's.
The politicians. Okay, the politicians are being cavalier with our sons. Nobody that I know has been put into the military by their father or their mother. That they're all have gone into the military of their own volition. However, those people...
I know some people that were pressured into...
Yep.
You go into the military, boy, or you're getting kicked out of my house with nothing.
We'll disown you.
I think that martial attitudes that go on throughout this country. They're becoming less and less common, but it certainly does happen. But I think that the idea that people are being cavalier with other people's sons discounts the power that an individual has to make decisions in their own life. And the vast majority of people who are in the military made the decision to go into the military themselves.
I don't think it discounts anything. I think it's just a way to appeal to emotion.
I agree. It's appealing to emotion in a sort of fallacious way.
And I think it just reminds people that these young people have families.
Okay.
And they're being sent to their deaths for the benefit of the politicians, as we pointed out. We'll continue here. Was that the remainder?
I've got two more sentences.
A little bit more. We'll get to that here in a moment. 855-453. Take your calls. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And coming up, an artist in Russia has nailed something very sensitive to the cold, cold ground in protest of the police. It's Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just do it toll free here at 855. 453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Show is brought to you by SACL CAI, and they are one of the sponsors not just of Free Talk Live, but of also some other great liberty oriented shows, including the School Sucks Project.
Yeah, if you go to schoolsucksproject.com, you can check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series, where it allows you to sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self defense. The series includes all kinds of sort of liberty luminaries, including James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Jarek J. Freeman, Larkin Rose, and many more. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, we continue here. You can go to freetalklive.com, enjoy the features that we have on the site. Mobile site included, by the way. You want quick access to our live streams with your smartphone, just go to m.freetalklive.com. You can also access the podcast through that site. That's m.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you were sharing with us a letter by a Vietnam veteran who has passed on, but he was your second cousin, involved in the writing of the script for...
He wrote the book and co-wrote the screenplay for Full Metal Jacket. The book was The Short Timers.
And so he's talking about his experience being in the military and in Vietnam and, like, you know, kind of busting up some misconceptions about it.
He concludes by writing, "It's not enough to touch the names on the black wall and remember. Our finest tribute to our fallen dead would be to convince their sons that they were not Rambo, and neither are they."
You know, I think about the Forrest Gump movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, with the captain's name?
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
But I think about... Lieutenant Dan was angry at Forrest for having saved him, because his father had impregnated his mother and then gone off to war and died, and his father had impregnated his grandmother.
Long line of people who died at war.
And I don't know how many people are like that in U.S. history, but I think that there are a lot.
There are a bunch.
And this is lineage that people would essentially, the poor would take money from the king in order to fight in their wars and be rewarded and be able to pillage and do all these things, but their life was forfeit to the king.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of patriotism hasn't died. It's just changed the flag. And, the flag's just a war banner. And I think
the more things change, the more they stay the same.
The more they change, the more they stay the same. And you're not going to see progress in the area of diplomacy. You're not going to see these politicians getting better at dealing with foreign countries with whom they have disputes and foreign entities with whom they have disputes if you continue to be willing to fight and die for them. I'm not saying that we shouldn't defend our homeland from invasion or something like that, but when was the last time that happened?
An invasion? Great question.
The Mexican-American War, there was some level of invasion. I mean,
some people would point to 9/11 and say we were invaded by Al Qaeda on 9/11.
Not really a military force, though. I think invasion really only counts if we're dealing with agents of the state, right?
Like I know, uniforms. But I'm just saying that there are some people that they will construe invasion to fit anything and
say the same thing about immigrants, too.
Yeah.
Yep. But to those people, what I would say is, A, Afghanistan is not al-Qaeda, and Iraq is not al-Qaeda. That those places, that Afghanistan offered to turn Osama bin Laden over to a third party like Saudi Arabia, if proof could be shown to them that the Bush administration showed no desire to deal with these people on a any kind of level, and basically said, you just do what we say or we're going to invade you. That is not the action of a group of people that wish to avoid war. So, that's how I'm going to, address that.
Well, when was the last war? And this is sort of another question that nobody really knows the real answer to. When was the last war in which troops met one another on a field?
Standing in lines.
And then fought, and then the war or the battle was over.
Had to be the 1800s or something, right?
I mean, that's the last time that they really stood and fought. But, I mean, the war was never over.
You don't even have to necessarily, stand in lines. But still, two armies meeting on a field.
Yeah.
Instead of World War II, there was a lot of just, going through cities and randomly shooting and bombing things.
I think that, I like the old idea of the champion. I mean, why is it? I wonder how Al-Qaeda would feel if, the United States said, or Barack Obama said, I'd be willing to meet your champion on a field of battle. And, if they want to fight so badly, if they want to sacrifice lives so badly, be willing to sacrifice your own. Barack Obama is he so darn important to America that we can't sacrifice him for peace? I'm willing to do it.
I think, Richard III was the last ruler to go to a battlefield himself?
I don't know who Richard III is. Shows how uninformed I am.
The British king that went and fought in the Crusades?
That's a long time.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here, whether it's on war or whatever happens to be on your mind tonight. Maybe you want to share an experience that you've had out and about in the streets today. Where people are just, uttering these cliches all around. Did you say something to them?
I wonder if any of our listeners were so frustrated with the police state that they did what that Russian guy did.
An excellent segue, Daryl. Gawker.com has the story and the video, which I will be posting for you to see. Daryl was very disturbed.
I'm still disturbed.
By this video of this artist in Russia. Now, we've actually talked about this guy before. His name is Peter Pavlensky. So he is a Russian conceptual artist known for his extreme political protests. He shocked
tourists. It's extreme.
Visiting Moscow's Red Square yesterday by nailing his scrotum to the cobblestone pavement. as part of a protest marking Russia's annual police day.
Now, the first thing I thought is, how the hell do you nail your scrotum to a cobblestone?
Very carefully.
It's in between the stones.
Correct.
Couldn't he have brought his own board?
Peter Savlensky, also known as Peter...
It wasn't bring your board to the square day at work.
I just don't understand.
Also known as Pyotr, first gained international attention after he sewed his mouth shut following the arrest of Russian punk group Pussy Riot. So that's when the first time we heard about him.
Well, one of the members of that band has been missing for like 3 weeks.
That's correct. She is ostensibly being transferred to a Siberian prison to get her even further away from any semblance of civilization. However, the last time I looked at the story, she had not been yet seen at that Siberian prison. So we don't know for sure.
Yeah, she's had no communication with her family for going on 3 weeks.
Yes, since the 21st of October. So this guy made headlines when he sewed his mouth shut previously. He followed up that several months later with a protest he dubbed Carcass, which involved him being wrapped in a multi-layered cocoon of barbed wire and laying still in a half-bent position outside the building that houses the legislative
assembly. Was he naked when he did that one?
I believe he did not have that many clothes on, but I'll have to pull up some photos to make sure. This guy's hardcore to the max. His latest political action called Nail saw Pavlensky sit down naked in front of Lenin's mausoleum and proceed to strike a large nail directly into his scrotum, attaching his... Settle down, Daryl. Settle down. We're trying to get through this news here. Attaching himself to a stone street below. Emergency services were soon called to the scene, and Pavlensky's performance was dismantled using a claw hammer. The artist was arrested.
Now, this is the part that really bothers me about all of this. It's not actually the nailing of the scrotum. It's how do you get the nail out?
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be the most painful part of this operation. Just hold on, comrades. I will pull out the nail.
I'm sure they were very gentle when they did that.
I'm sure they were. God.
It's awful, by the way. I'd like to point out that in Russia,
November in Moscow,
this man is naked, and he's sitting on the pavement with his scrotum attached to it with a nail, and it goes right through a good chunk, a solid inch of his sack has been pierced by this. We'll continue here if Daryl can settle down a little bit. 855-453.
I don't understand.
I have his statement. I have the statement that the artist made here in a moment, and we'll share that with you and take your calls in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll free in the remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We've got the bulletin board system that allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, now over 75% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people who love freedom, people who actually believe in what liberty means, that is your freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And, of course, you also have to allow others to be free in order to be free yourself. So if you get those ideas and you're willing to actually do what it takes to accomplish liberty in our lifetime, you have found the right movement. Go to freestateproject.org and join together with thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Now, over 15,000 have pledged to make the move. Over 1,400 are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We just had another guy move into the Keene area within the last week, which is great. And actually, it was Pat Kay, who's been a long time.
Pat Kay moved?
He finally made the move.
I did not know that.
He's been coming up and visiting New Hampshire for a decade.
Longer than we've been here.
He's actually been visiting New Hampshire longer than we've lived in New Hampshire. And he lived originally in New York, and for whatever reason,
the island of Long,
he made that move, and now he's here. And he's with hundreds of other people. Over 1,000 people are here now as part of the Free State Project. And that doesn't count all the great New Hampshire natives and people that have lived here for a long time who care about freedom and are also getting active. This is the most exciting liberty movement on the planet. But go and see it for yourself and learn more over at freestateproject.org. Also, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is coming up, nhlibertyforum.com. It's going to be taking place this February. And you're not going to want to miss this. In fact, I know that the tickets are now available. Early bird discount is happening. I don't know when the early bird discount will be ended. So you probably should get the tickets sooner rather than later, unless you just want to pay the maximum price. NHLibertyForum.com. Go there, learn more about the event. You can get a list of just some of the speakers, some of these speakers that they've nailed down and announced thus far. NHLibertyForum.com.
Nailed down like a scrotum to cobblestone.
Excellent transition, Mark. Very good.
Thank you.
We are talking about Peter Pawlenski.
Pawlenski.
You're talking about it, and I'm disturbed by it.
This man has done some very disturbing artwork with his body, including...
You can call it artwork.
Artwork is, it lies in the eye of the beholder, and certainly some people are saying this is artwork. He sewed his mouth shut when the Russian punk group Pussy Riot was arrested. He also wrapped himself in a multi-layered cocoon of barbed wire, and you were wondering if he was naked in this cocoon.
He was,
in point of fact, naked.
What was the point of the cocoon of barbed wire? What was that symbolizing? Where's the art in that? I need a little help.
Ah, an excellent question.
Since the Philistine that I am, I'm afraid I don't get it.
I don't have the answer for you, Mark, but you can look up that separate news story. He does have a statement.
I am Googling that.
He does have a statement. It looked very uncomfortable, by the way, being in that barbed wire naked. And I imagine that was an interesting one for them to get him out of, too, right? Because he, in this most recent one, he's just sitting naked with his scrotum nailed to the pavement or the bricks. But in the other one, he's literally cocooned within barbed wire. I mean, that could not have been an easy process to free him from in order to arrest him. Because you got to arrest the guy somehow, and so you got to get him out of there first.
Yeah, you'd have to have good-sized, like, tin snips aren't going to do it. Dykes aren't really going to do it. You almost need bolt cutters.
For the barbed wire?
I would think.
He was in the barbed wire until police cut him out using garden clippers.
Garden clippers.
That according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm surprised that they could do it.
I have his statement that we're going to go to your calls, 855-450-FREE. Again, his most recent one was to nail his scrotum to the stone street in front of Lenin's mausoleum. This was a protest against the police state. He was arrested and taken to the hospital where he declined to be admitted. He later released the following statement. Naked artist looking to his balls nailed to the Kremlin pavement is a metaphor of apathy and political indifference and fatalism of the modern Russian society. It's not bureaucratic mayhem that deprives society of the ability to act, but it is our fixation on our defeats and losses that nails us stronger to the Kremlin's pavement, creating from people an army of apathetic robots patiently waiting for their fate. Now, when the power turns the country into one big prison by openly taking away from people and transferring cash flow to improve security, contentment, and replenish the number of employees in the police and other security agencies, society condones tyranny and, forgetting its advantage through inaction, brings the triumph of a police state. Peter Pawlinski, November 2013. His protest.
He's dedicated. By the way, for the uninitiated, dykes are diagonal cutters.
Let's go to Aaron. He's in Wilmington, Delaware, listening via the TuneIn app on his phone. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to you guys talk earlier about the military and service of these gentlemen, and I was brought back to a memory of tradition that used to exist, including our first president, George Washington, and the tradition of kings and leaders. If the war was truly just, being the ones to ride first into battle, of being the ones to lead their troops in order to encourage their men to follow them. Whereas today what we see is these people who sit ensconced in offices behind Secret Service men protect people, to protect them presumably against people who would see them as fighting unjust wars and so forth.
Well, you are aware that as president, George Washington never led the troops into battle. During the Whiskey Rebellion, he told other people to go enforce his tax after, 15 years prior, he fought a war against taxation.
He did, however, ride into the Revolutionary War. He had the
He was not president then.
Yes.
Fine. I understand that. But he did have the firsthand experience of seeing the gruesomeness of battle to be able to properly weigh whether or not it was a justified action, I guess, to protect life and liberty, to know the ramifications and have that to deeply seated in your heart, to have seen combat, to have seen your friends die for a cause, and to believe in something so deeply that it would weigh, I guess, I feel that person is the only person that could truly weigh the justice of a war.
Would you say that squashing the Whiskey Rebellion was protecting life or liberty?
No.
Well, that's I wonder about this. There certainly have been leaders in the past that have ridden into battle and fought alongside their men, but what it says is that A, that they didn't hold their command in high esteem because, there's anybody can swing a sword or poke a spear. Not very many can properly administrate a battlefield. But, I don't think these guys saw the level of battle that we're led to believe in many cases. That they didn't get to see the horrors of war. And when you see ancient armies fighting each other, you don't get to see kind of the real horrors of war, which are the innocents. It's one thing to see some dude stabbed on a battlefield or whatever. He did sign up for it, or he's some kind of slave. Certainly slavery was a big part of war in the past. But it's the sacking of a city that is, to me, the most horrifying things of the past, and as far as war goes.
And people forget that George Washington was the first person to use biological warfare when he took blankets that had been used by people with smallpox and gave them to the Indians.
Are you sure that's George Washington?
Yes, that was George Washington.
I remember that. That was terrible. Now, I was thinking more than this day of Barack Obama, who's never seen combat, laughing about how he's really good at killing people.
You're really good at using drones, killing people with drones or whatever.
Yeah, I'm getting really good at killing people. And I just think, man, you callous, sick individual.
It's pretty sick. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Aaron. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I heard about those comments, but I didn't actually hear
apparently it's in a new book that is being written either by or ghostwritten on behalf of the drone bomber in chief.
It's quoted, not recorded.
Disturbing stuff. It really just shows how the power goes to people's heads.
Yeah. And most of the fighting nowadays happens with remote control airplanes.
Nobody's fighting them. They're just dropping bombs on people.
War certainly isn't what it used to be, but it's still killing, and it's still innocents dying, and it's still something that I hope that we see an end to. It certainly doesn't seem like it's happening anytime soon, but isn't it true that the world's getting more peaceful over the years?
That's what they say. Over the centuries, it's more peaceful. That's what I've read.
It's hard to believe it, what with the U.S. government going over and killing all kinds of people everywhere, but in toto, I guess it is not so bad as it used to be. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.